it on for 24 or more minutes of football here in the second half. Texans getting set to kick things off. And it's going to be Miles Allen with the kickoff. It's kind of a rolling kickoff. It's taken at the 32-yard line by James, and he's swarmed under. See where they spot him. Gettings will get the football first coming out of the locker room.
Yeah, good coverage right there. Caden Kowalski gets down there and, you know, ends up pushing him back. Obviously, they're going to give him forward progress, but you like to see the energy coming out of the half right there.
Absolutely.
By the Texans flying to the ball right there.
I want to thank Ben Bethay again for joining us over here, giving us his technical expertise.
I'm telling you, some of these games as we move through the season, it's going to worry me that Ben maybe not show up here. He's kind of the kind of the genius behind the deal here. So hopefully we can talk him into keep coming.
I think genius is probably a little it's probably a little bit of an overstatement there, Jared. But that's okay. That's very nice of you to say that. Here's Grimm looking left, looking long, throwing it up, and it's going to be incomplete. He was trying to hit yet another really tall wide receiver. That's Travion Johnson, who's headed to Texas Tech University at some point to play football.
Yeah, good coverage there by Gavin. Gavin really kind of forcing him almost out of bounds right there and staying on him. Not heavy contact, but enough contact to just let him know, hey, I'm right here.
Yeah.
And, overthrown ball a little bit by the quarterback, too.
Great coverage. Second down and 10. Grimm will give this to Prosky right up the middle. Left side to the 35, breaks a tackle, and is able to power his way about 7 yards out to the 38-yard line. It'll be third down and 3. Next week, we're on the road again, Jared. Lampasas, Texas.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they did this on purpose for us, man. I'm thinking that, you know, back-to-back weeks, a little bit of travel. You know, we got Giddings, now we got to turn around Lampasas next week.
Got to break you in.
I'm telling you. I'm thinking that you guys hoodwinked me here.
Third down and 3 now. The turn and the give to the running back right up the middle. That's James. He's able to fall forward, get the first down. Gain of 5 out to the 43-yard line. First and 10 Giddings.
Kept his feet moving right there, too. They had him 3 or 4 yards short. Kept pumping and ended up getting the first down.
You live in Wimberley, of course. So.
I do. Yeah, my
wife.
Traveling
south through Austin will be wonderful next week going to Lampasas.
Yes. Luckily, I get the 281 strip.
Oh, that's right. Here is Grimm. He's able to hand it up the middle to Prosky again. No carry, though. Second down and 10.
Yeah, my wife and I kind of are living out towards Blanco right now. We have a 1-year-old daughter, Jordan, and we're living out there, so she may come with me. Maybe we may take 281 straight up, and Marble Falls has always got Blue Bonnet Cafe if I leave a little early.
Oh, that'll be great. Bring her along. She's probably listening right now. She better not be, huh?
Yeah.
Grimm back to throw the ball. Hits the ground, though, so let's see what's going on. Oh, they threw a flag as well.
Yeah, it looked like they stopped that play.
That was chaos. Go ahead. You were talking about your daughter.
Yeah. Look, I have a 1-year-old daughter, Jordan, who's absolutely awesome. We are blessed to have her, and she is she's amazing. You know, at 34, I think I'm 34. I can't ever remember these days, but she's pretty incredible watching her grow up and things. And she'll be out here in a Wimberley Texan uniform. Obviously, not in a football uniform, but my wife's hoping in a cheerleading uniform. We may have to have that discussion in about 10, 12 years.
Right.
And I got a feeling I'll lose. I usually do.
You'll lose most. Yeah. Correct. I was 34 once. A long time ago. Second down and 15 now for Gettings. Takes the snap, looks left, throws it left. In and out of the hands. Oh, Johnson had it. And he just dropped it at the 40. It'll be third and long now for Gettings.
Yeah, still good defense right there, though, on the outside. You got third and 15, third and 16.
Yep.
And, you know, they're going to give that short pass right there. It looks like, actually, that was second. I apologize to you. So now that they got third, a good job of just keeping them up there. Of course, drop pass right there by Travion Johnson.
So third down and 15 now. Play clock is at 20, so he's got plenty of time as he continues to look to the sideline to get the play.
They run a lot of fast pace, no huddle, trying to get confusion, maybe snap it early on some cases, but this one they're going to take their time, maybe call an audible right here.
Sure.
Get the right play in there.
Leading by 3 scores. Grimm, reverse, but it's read well by Wimberley in the backfield. Still on his feet, though, is the receiver, and finally brought down is Tavion Page. He just couldn't get loose, and Gettings will have to punt.
Yeah, that's what you call gang tackling right there. I think he shed 4 Wimberley defenders,
did.
But the fifth one got him. and a good defensive stand right there. First play or first drive of the second half, they stop him. Colby Crowder's going back. I got to imagine, too, that the coaches maybe at halftime told Colby, hey, be a little bit more aggressive back there. Two fair catches, you know, 5-6 yards off of them for the defenders, and we'll see what they do right here.
Here's the punt. Crowder's got it at the 31 to the 35. He is trying to get away. He does to the 40, and out near the 45-yard line is Colby Crowder. So Texans will have good field position. One more question about your daughter, Jared.
Yes, sir.
I'm hoping she looks like your wife. I mean, you're a good-looking fella, don't get me wrong, but does she look like your wife?
You know, the smart answer to that is absolutely, because she's gorgeous. She is.
I'll bet
she's beautiful. So the correct answer to that is yes. She took that for my wife, and
that's good.
She is amazing. But you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, she may have got my nose a little bit, maybe
just a little bit,
maybe.
Well, we can live with that.
Maybe my skin. That's my claim to fame. I've at least got decent skin.
You have quite lovely skin and now that I notice.
I haven't noticed
your skin until you told me that. But here's Masur as we get completely off the rails. He's going to take the snap and run just kind of a sweep. I don't know if it's a broken play or what, but he got 6 yards out to the 50-yard line.
Yeah, we continue to go off subject like that. We may lose some listeners.
Well, we may gain some listeners we don't normally have on football broadcasting.
That could be true.
Could be half full. Second down and four now for the Texans. Texans can get right back in this thing with a score here.
And that's a big first play right there. You know, did look like a busted play. Davin made the most out of it. And like you said earlier, he's more of that mobile quarterback that you see.
Right.
Scampers around that left-hand side almost on a sweep, quarterback sweep to the left, and ended up getting really 6 yards.
Yeah, second down and four now. Ball at midfield for Wimberley. Texans need a score. Quarterback draw. Masur takes it again, powers forward to the second for 2 yards, and keeps pushing forward. He might have the first down, Jared.
Just keeping those feet moving. Again, I said it when they came out of the second half, and you know, on that on the kick coverage, they look like they may have a little bit more spunk to them, a little bit more energy. Coaching staff maybe got them pumped up a little bit, and Davin shows it right there. You know, gets hit 3 yards before, and it looks like they're going to give him the first down. He pumped his feet and made it.
And he was hit only about 2 yards past the line of scrimmage. I mean, he got the majority of that big time on his own.
Yeah, these kids are so strong these days. They got so many workout regiments, summer programs,
yes.
Different things that Davin really showed his dedication probably to the off-season workouts and everything else. I know his Darren and Courtney, his parents as well, put a lot of emphasis on that. Davin takes it very, very seriously. And he did a good job right there getting the first down. They end up having to call a timeout. Play clock runs out, so we got a timeout by the Texans right here.
Texans take their first timeout of the second half. We'll take it with them. Our score, 17 for Giddings, nothing for Wimberley. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org and on KOWO, K-O-W-O, 104.1 FM.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
First down and 10, the Texans have it at the Giddings 46-yard line, trailing 17-0, 8:03 left to play in the third quarter. Masur, heavy pressure, screen left, caught, could be a big gainer, 40, 30, 20, they're not going to catch him. 10-5, touchdown, but flags all over the place.
Yeah, we got a flag right here. We're going to have, it looks like maybe a block in the back or a clipping. And really, it's you know, 15 yards away from the catch and away from the run. Moss Carruthers on the catch is just screaming down the left side, and the block is in the middle of the hashes. So, you know, tough play right there. We're going to see what the refs call, but it did look like some sort of a either clipping or block in the back possibly.
Such a perfectly designed play, and you're right. The block was nowhere near the receiver. So it was completely unnecessary, and Texans coaching staff with their hands on their hips on the far side, they're pretty frustrated about that. That was obviously the best offensive play they've had tonight, and it's all for naught.
Yeah, Davin did a good job again, which we talked earlier. They just kind of continued to float back, letting that defensive line come at him for the screen to develop.
Yeah.
And Moss snuck in right behind him. Perfectly executed play, just unfortunately a block down the field.
Masur again. Boy, he runs that screen pass play really, really well, doesn't he, Jared? He waits to the very last minute when they're breathing down his neck. Just flicks it over their hands and it didn't count as they are going to spot it. It looks like, well, they're having a lot of confusion trying to decide where they're going to spot it from.
Yeah, it looks like he started marking it off. Now he went back, and he's going to walk back again now.
Yeah, they gave him a do-over. That's what that's called in my third-grade mind.
That's what we call ref vocabulary.
That's exactly right. 43-yard line is where they're going to spot it now. Texans have a weird first and seven now play after the touchdown is called back. Grr.
That's a tough one.
Hate that. Masur again, shotgun. Back to throw. Pumps. Looks, throws it over the middle. Caught over the middle by Martinez, I believe. He's going to be caught for only a gain of two to the 42-yard line. I thought that might spring for a lot more, Jared.
Look, interesting play call right there, because what they did is they kind of ran the wide receiver on the inside screen, but the running back still kind of floated out to the left, almost like it was going to be the same play that we just saw.
Yeah.
Gavin cuts underneath it. He cuts across the field, just doesn't get quite past that one defender that brought him down, but could have been a big play right there. Pretty smart call by Coach Warren.
Second down and six now for the Texans. See what Masur can do here. He is going to be wiped out. He faked the handoff and was caught in the backfield quickly for a loss of about a yard. So it's going to be third down now and 6.5, 7 yards to go for the first down with the ball at the Gettings 42-yard line. I think at this point everything is four down territory probably for the Texans if they're on that side of the field.
Yeah, we're halfway through the second or through the third quarter right now, and down 17-0. Your offense just again hasn't clicked yet. Hasn't really got that. We've had the big play by Moss, but unfortunately the penalty there that stopped it. So minus that big play, just haven't quite caught on.
Masur again, back to throw, looking right, throwing right, and it's going to be caught for a first down, and out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Nice throw and catch.
Yeah, Cade Stover, real good catch right there. He definitely has the brightest shoes on the field tonight. And he definitely wins
nice.
He wins that award, but he goes up. Good throw by Davin. Gets it over the linebacker. Cade hauls it in. First down, Texans. Now they're moving a little bit, too. 30-yard line.
Look like soccer shoes. What's that color? What is that?
From here, it looks like an orange, but I imagine they're red. I know Christina and Sean, his parents, and I imagine they went red. I bet they didn't let him buy orange.
First down and 10 for the Texans. Going to throw it out. Left side's got a man. Stover again down to the 25 and thrown out of bounds after a gain of about 9. So the Texans are on the move. This is the deepest they've been. Well, no, it's not. They were deep early and got stuffed, but really nice drive for the Texans.
Yeah, starting to get the chemistry building, starting to get those things clicking. You can tell him and Cade have got something going. He went to him twice in a row right here. Maybe he sees those shoes.
I said that's
could
exactly
be.
Right.
Could be those shoes.
It's got to be the shoes. I said he picked up 9. He picked up more like 7. They're going to mark it at the 23. Second down and 3, though, nevertheless. Masur will turn and give it to Hunter Williams, who stretches forward. I think he's got enough for the first down near the 20-yard line. Nice little drive by the Texans. Best drive they've had tonight.
Yep, going to give him the first down right there. Good job by Hunter, punching his head up in the middle, stretching out for that for the 20-yard line. Gets it. First down, Texans, and like you said, good drive right here. You like to see him put it this together.
6 minutes left to play in the third period. Again, the Texans trail at 17-0, but trying to get on the board here in the third period, make a game of it. M- Masur, shotgun, rolls right. Throws it out right side. Picked off at the 20. Look out. 25, 30, 40. He's going to take this to the house. Nobody's going to catch him. It's Johnson, 80 yards on the pick six. Touchdown Gettings. It was Travion Johnson. Grabbed it at the 20, Jared. The ball just floated a little bit much on for Masur, and Johnson hit that left sideline. He was long gone, wasn't he?
Yeah, ball came out of his hand a little bit weird over Colby Crowder's head, the intended receiver, and you're right. As soon as Johnson caught it, Crowder couldn't get his head around in time. Wasn't going to have a chance at him anyways, honestly, and once he caught the ball, there was not anybody going to catch him going down the left hash right there, 80 yards.
Portales now on to try to add the extra point here. Hold is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. 5:28 left to play in the third. Our score, Gettings 24, Wimberley nothing. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on wimberleyradio.org and on KOWO, K-O-W-O, FM 104.1.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including CDs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Well, we'll see how the Wimberley Texans respond now after giving up the big play. 24-0 Gettings. Gettings with two pick sixes tonight. They've taken two interceptions to the house for touchdown. See if the Texans can score now. Here's the kickoff, very short. And the fair catch was called by Gavin Martinez at the 27-yard line, and that is where the Texans will begin offensively, first down and 10. Texans had to feel good by about 99% of that drive, though, Jared. But when the last play of the drive ends up in an 80-yard interception return for a touchdown, it just kills you. But, again, Texans looked a little better on offense on that drive.
Yeah, they did. They established it a little bit. They had a couple little screens there. Decent run by Hunter Williams back up the middle. So, you know, confidence-wise, they got to have it. But, again, huge plays change momentum. And an 80-yard touchdown return right there by Travion Johnson really put a flat tire in it. Looks like JoJo Weeks back out at quarterback.
Yeah, Weeks in the shotgun. First and 10 at the 27. Takes the snap, runs up the middle, dropped at the line of scrimmage. Buffalo's pretty fired up right now.
Yeah, they're flying around the ball. They're having a good time. You're up 24-0. I believe this is their home opener here tonight, too. Got a good crowd standing here, and you can tell Buffaloes are having a good time right now. They're flying around the football.
And, again, they were ranked, you know, top 10 or 15 teams in the state coming into the season. So this is a good football team facing the Wimberley Texans here tonight. Second down and 10 now for the Texans. Trying to come up with some kind of magic here to get on the board with 4:40 left to play in the third quarter. Quick pass over the middle, dropped. It was a little behind Caden Kowalski. Still could have been caught. You know that Caden thinks he should have caught it. Third down and 10.
Yeah, Caden came up with a big interception earlier in the game that really had the Texans the chance down in the short field earlier. He was the young man who came up with the interception. So in his mind, he probably does think he should have caught that ball. Little low, little away, and, you know, again, just don't quite have that rhythm yet.
Third down and 10 now for the Texans. Again, we're on the road to Lampasas next week. Be sure and join us. Back to throw. JoJo Weeks looking left, throwing long, throwing left. He's got a man, but it's incomplete. Receiver looked like he had a step. It might have been Stover again. He looked like he had a step on his defensive back, but at any rate, misfire, and the Texans will punt.
Yeah, and you got a, I think Wyatt Mann is the punter. And so going through his mind right now, you're thinking, hey, hit one of the corners right here, you know, get a decent punt off and let your defense, you know, don't short side your defense like several times in the past with the offense with several interceptions and things. Give them a little room to work where they can stop them.
Tavion Page back deep to receive. High punt. It's a good one. Page is going to tell everybody to get away from it. It bounces at the 30, takes a Wimberly bounce, a huge bounce. Inside the 10, that thing's going to roll dead at the 8-yard line. Good grief, the line of scrimmage was about the 28-yard line. That was a 60-plus yard punt there by Man. Not bad.
That one turned over.
That'll work.
And a good bounce. The one probably that the Buffalo's returner right there is thinking, you know, I may should have caught that ball. He got an extra 25 yards of bounce out of it. But exactly what I was just talking about. Special teams can make such a big difference. White Man thinking right there, okay, now he gives the defense. They got to drive, you know, what, 92 yards now to score. Defense has got a chance to make some plays right here and give them, flip the field and turn around.
You bet. Again, you can hear us all over the place. The Sun Radio app. KOWO 104.1 FM in Wimberley. Or WimberleyRadio.org. We are worldwide. Here's Grimm. Gives it up the middle to Prosky. Wiped out. Wait.
Wimberley
saying they have the ball. Ball must have come out inside the 5-yard line. Texans football. Trying to see who came out with it. It looked like Coleman Garrison came out of there with a fumble recovery.
You're exactly right. Coleman comes out of there with that ball.
On the 3-yard line, Jared.
Huge play by the defense. We just said it. Wyatt Mann, huge kick right there. Drives him down to the 8-yard line. A little bit of energy. Gives the defense some opportunity. Coleman Garrison comes up with a fumble. 3-yard line. Wimberley's got a chance right here. Got to put it in the end zone, though.
I didn't see the ball come out. It was just a big scrum. Evidently, it came out in the pile and...
Yeah, it looked like a low snap. Maybe Grimm just didn't quite get it up, didn't quite get it into the running back's chest, and balled on the ground. Wimberley got it on the 3-yard line.
And now Masur is going to come in. First and goal for the Texans at the 3. Turns, gives it to Williams, who powers his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Wimberley Texans. Texans are on the board. 3-yard run. That was all Hunter Williams, too.
Yeah, they met him at the 2.
Yeah, they did.
And he ended up 2 yards into the end zone. So he wasn't going to be denied on that one. Young man getting to play in his first game this year and comes back with a big run right there. Texans needed the touchdown. This extra point's a big one for him, too.
Here's the extra point try. The hold is down, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. 4:09 left to play in the third period. Texans are on the board. Wimberley trailing it 24-7. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org and on KOWO FM 104.1.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from the Wimberley View newspaper, covering all Wimberley Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit WimberleyView.com or call 512-858-4163. 4163.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Well, Texans have put some points on the board. 24-7, Texans trail Giddings. And Coleman Garrison, the kicker, looks like he's kind of set that ball kind of askew, leaning up to the tee here, Jared. We'll see if they try an onside kick with 4:09 left to play in the third quarter. He's going to bounce it. It's kind of a line driver. It's going to hop and be caught at the 35-yard line, to the 40. Look out, to the 45. And that is where the return man is going to be swarmed under by, that was Sedarius Johnson on the return. Gettings with good field position.
You know, Texas high school football 4A on the tackle, special teams number 5, quarterback Davin Mazur.
The quarterback.
You're not going to see that in a whole lot of games, but here in Gettings, Texas, we see it on the special teams. Good play by Davin stopping him because that had a chance to be a big play.
They're spotting it at the Gettings 45-yard line. Clock is at 3:59. It stopped here in the third quarter. Gettings leading Wimberley 24-7. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson here with you. Grimm will turn
ball on the ground.
Tried to hand the ball off and in the process dropped it. It's going to be a loss of about 3 yards back to the 42-yard line.
He better be glad he jumped on that one. I saw Moss Carruthers. He was hunting that one down. That's a young man who he'll go get the ball. He's a strong kid. He'll go get it. Quarterback Grimm fell right back on top of it.
Grimm must be living right. That's the second time that he's fumbled the ball and has been able to get on it without losing possession.
I think he's playing with a round ball, maybe.
Guess so. Second down and 13. Give to Prosky up the middle. 45-50. Rumbles down to the Wimberley 46-yard line. That's a pickup of 12, and it's going to be third down and 1. Texans had them second and long there, Jared, and let Prosky get away. That one kind of hurt.
Yeah, low snap again on that one, and Grimm picked that one up and handed it to him, and Prosky just ran straight forward, rumbled a little bit, got him at 4 extra yards right there, and third down and 1. Texans, big stop right here. I got a feeling they stop them. They're probably going to have to punt the ball from the 46.
Third down and 1 now for Gettings. Big, big play here as the Texans try to get back in this football game. Shotgun, Grimm, and flags and whistles prior to the snap.
Look like we got a false start right here against Gettings. So big break right there for Wimberley, 3rd and 6. Now you've even got a that's even more important right here.
Coleman Garrison helping the officials.
Yeah.
Pointing out, in fact, that it is against Gettings.
I'm wondering if he's going to ask later for a share of the money that they make tonight.
That's
but
right.
I doubt they're going to give it. But
No.
He definitely was helping his teammates out there saying, no, that way.
Although earlier in the game you said the offensive line earns their money.
That's true. That's true.
You need to clarify that they're not actually paying the players at Wimberley High School, right?
No, they're not. They're not paying the players, but maybe sweat equity is what we'll call what they're
equity.
Earning.
Yeah, there we go.
Those big boys up there, especially on a humid night, I'm feeling the pain up here in the press box.
I got some sweat equity. Can't even say it. Third down and 7 now. Back to throw is Grimm. Pressure, throws it, though, gets it away, but high and incomplete. Big-time pressure by Coleman Garrison on Grimm. In fact, Grimm is picking himself up off the turf. So is Garrison, for that matter.
Yeah, it looked like a collision, both of them right there. Neither one of them monsters, and maybe both of them. Garrison limping back. Quarterback Grimm's limping back as well. But this shows that penalty right there. Fourth down, they got to punt the ball now. 4th and 6 from the 49 Gettings. And, again, Colby Crowder, several good returns when he's returned them now. And so he gets another opportunity right here. Electric player, got a chance.
Segura stands at his 38-yard line. Crowder stands at his 22-yard line. See if he can break one off here. And flags and whistles before the snap again. The line judge on the far side threw the flag. If it's against Wimberley, it won't be enough for a first down, if that's what you're wondering.
Look like maybe a false start or a... not real sure what they're calling right here. I didn't see anybody jump.
Gettings is walking backwards, so... Yep, they're going to back him up 5, so... Every little bit helps the Texans, trailing it 24-7. Again, next week we're in Lampasas. Same time. Go on the air about 7:15. Kick off at 7:30. Join us. We are your voice of the Wimberley Texans. Here's the punt by Segura. Kind of goes off the right side of his leg, but he gets a good bounce. Colby Crowder watches it roll and bound out of bounds. Ends up being a pretty decent punt. Down to the 21-yard line of Wimberley. That's where the Texans will take over.
Yeah, good punt, too. Colby dropping back right there. And first kick went down the left hash mark. Second kick went down the right hash mark. So Colby trying to guess, kind of figure out which way he can make something. Guy kicked it away from him. Probably pretty smart seeing the several returns that Colby's had. But offense has got a chance right here. They were on a good drive like you were talking about earlier. Previously they had that good drive going, interception with a pick six there just took the wind out of it. But Texas really, really, really got to buckle down right here. 24-7, 2:13 left in the third quarter.
Weeks in the game at quarterback again from the 22-yard line, his own, trailing 24-7 here late in the third. Looking left, throwing left. Now he's going to flip it over the middle. It's incomplete. He was trying to hit Martinez, overshot him a little bit. Martinez was pretty well covered in the secondary. Second down and 10.
Yeah, good play right there. I mean, throw a little bit over his head. Gavin had maybe a step on him. Like you said, good defense right there by the cornerback covering on Gavin. So, we haven't seen a whole lot of runs in the second half. We've seen a whole lot of, some quarterback draws, quarterback sweep one time by Davin. May try to pound it out right here, or they may stay with the go and pass.
Second down and 10. Need some yards here. Hands it to Hunter Williams. They're going to get some yards. Hunter steps it off about 8. Might give him 9 yards. It'll be third down and short now for Wimberley.
And that's where the passing games opens up that middle. And you got a guy, young man like Hunter Williams, who can put his head in there. And we saw Jake Cockerham do it last week. Hunter just punches his head up there and says, you know what? You're not going to stop me until I'm ready to be stopped. And just keep driving his feet. 9 yards. Third down and 1. Big play.
And Williams tonight has been more of a short yardage top runner. He's also a home run hitter, Jared. We'll see him break off some long ones this year. Third down and 1. Weeks in the shotgun. Turns, gives it to Williams, right up the middle. Breaks a tackle. First down and more. Hunter Williams still on his feet at the 35, at the 36, and down to the 37-yard line. And that is an impressive 5-yard run by Hunter Williams.
Yeah, they're going to give him the 38 right here. Good run, putting his nose up in there. And again, we talked about it on the goal line earlier, not wanting to quit right there. Just keep pumping those legs, keep pumping those legs. Really maybe not even knowing where he is, just thinking, I'm going as far as I can go.
First down and 10 now for the Texans. Showing some life offensively in this third quarter. Weeks looks left, throws left. Long left. Got a man, but overshot him. It was Martinez. I said he had a man. Martinez may have had a half step on the defensive back. He was not wide open at all. Incomplete.
And they keep taking the shots. Hopefully they can connect on one.
Second down and 10 now. Clock stops at 51 seconds remaining in the third period. Again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's game, give our office a call, 512-965-9969. We can certainly do that for you. We appreciate you listening. Back to throw. Second and 10. Weeks under pressure. Screen. Caught at the 40. It's Williams. Spins out of a tackle. Gets to the 45. And that is where he's brought down about 2 yards short of the first down. Be third and short again.
We've seen Wimberley have some success with that screen play, kind of tucking Hunter Williams back up in there. We had Moss Carruthers earlier do it, and for a big gain, unfortunately, the penalty. But Hunter just kind of sneaks back in there, hides for a minute, pops back out, and fairly decent luck tonight with the screen passes.
Doug Warren is notorious. He really likes the screen pass. And now they're going to let the clock run out on the third period. 12 minutes of football remaining. Our score from Giddings. Giddings 24 and Wimberley 7. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org and on COWO 104.1 FM.
Support for Wimberley Texans sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com and by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommunicareSA.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.